The acorn lady of Atascadero, Kathy Asdell, lives with her husband George in a redwood and stone house up a steep hill surrounded by antique roses, ivy, elms, juniper, redbud, pines, mulberry, and willow trees, but no oaks. She has to walk down the hill and over to her neighbor's to collect the acorns she's so famous for turning into delectable treats. Inside the rustic A-frame, there is art on every surface. Paintings and drawings cover the walls. A guitar leans against a bookshelf, crammed full. Recorders and an old wooden metronome perch atop an upright piano near the rock fireplace. The atmosphere is cozy and inviting, especially because something is baking, and it smells delicious. A warm, nutty, earthy aroma. Kathy is baking acorn crackers, and a plate of acorn chocolate chip cookies sits on the kitchen counter. Kathy Asdell started cooking with acorns when she and George ran a camp for children in the mountains near San Diego. They're both artists and taught art. There were oak trees everywhere, and the kids would collect the acorns. This gave the Asdells the idea to do something with them.
Children are the best to collect the acorns off the ground because it's a lot. Now I don't have any kids around, so I have to do a lot of bending to pick them up. But kids are great. They love doing that. We'd give them big coffee cans, and they collect a lot of acorns. And then we tried, because we lived in an area that had a lot of the natural metates where the Indians had dug the basins in the big granite stones, we would actually go down and the kids would grind the meal in the rocks, and then we would go ahead and process it, and I would eventually make muffins for their meals. I was the cook at that time. And we talk about the whole process and how important it was in the Native Americans' diet. And acorns, for most of the people around this area and most of California, the people who lived inland, this was their basic food, especially in the wintertime, because the acorns would fall in the fall, and they would use those all during the winter and supplement with deer and rabbit meat, things like that. So it was, they made a mush out of it generally, and that was their basic kind of a stew that they ate. And it's a very nourishing. We had the nutritionist at Cal Poly figure out what kind of food value there is. It's very high in protein, but also very high in fat, which was good for people who live outdoors in the winter because it helped keep them healthy and warm.
Kathy did some research and found an article about processing acorns in Mother Earth News.
So I started experimenting. We had all kinds of the deciduous oaks, the white oaks we had there, and then we had a lot of live oaks. So I started trying all the different ones out, discovered that the deciduous oaks are not as bitter. They don't have as much tannic acid in them. They don't stain things as much, and they're much easier to process. So I started with the technique suggested in Mother Earth News, which is somewhat closer to the one the Native Americans use, where you put a strainer with cloth and strain the water through the acorns, because you have to remove the tannic acid. It's very bitter. And so I started playing around with that, trying the different acorns, learning about them. And the first thing I learned is about storage. They're very perishable because they have a lot of oil in them. And so if you don't store them carefully, they spoil very easily. And also, the worms are a big problem. They love to eat acorns. So if you have a lot of acorns you collect and you don't process them right away, the worms eat them. Then you have moths flying everywhere, and they're moldy. So I learned right away to roast them first. So I collect them outside, put them in a roasting pan, roast them for several hours, and then I can keep them for a while, either in the refrigerator, the freezer, or if I'm going to do them in a day or two at room temperature, then I can start processing, shelling them, and doing the rest of the process.
It really is puzzling that acorns are not commonly used for food by Californians because they're everywhere and because they used to be a staple.
Well, I think most people are, for one thing, they're put off. They hear that, oh, there's all this poison stuff in the acorns, and we wouldn't want to be involved in that. And they hear that the processing is very labor-intensive, and they just don't have the time for that. So, and other people just haven't ever thought about it. You know, they may be sort of vaguely aware that Native Americans use acorns as a food source, but they haven't been exposed to the idea that they could do that too. So I find a lot of people are interested. It's a bit more work than I think most people are willing to do, even for something that's just for fun to do as kind of a novelty once in a while.
Well, it does mean you have to go out and gather your main ingredient, then process it before you can even begin cooking. Since Kathy lives in Atascadero, there are big deciduous oaks all around. She gathers her acorns next door, where some 50-foot-tall black oaks and valley oaks tower over her neighbors' houses. It's a bit breezy, and you can hear the acorns dropping on the ground, on the shake roofs of the houses, and even on nearby cars. Kathy is filling a small wicker basket with fat, brown, black oak acorns as we wander up her neighbor's driveway.
I look for the biggest ones. Maybe that's just me saying the more big ones I have, the less I have to process, and the faster I fill my bucket. All right. And there are lots and lots of them here. And you can see these are very big trees. And now soon, you can see a few of them starting to turn. Soon all their leaves will come down. And they'll be just bare until spring.
When is the season for acorns to drop?
Well, it's interesting. It varies. It's always in the fall, sometime between September and the end of October, and sometimes into November. So I kind of fill my basket. By then, I'm usually tired. Fortunately, I don't have children anymore to pick up the acorns because they were really good at it. They're closer to the ground. And they seem to enjoy bending better than I do.
Some of the acorns Kathy picks up are split, which she says means they're either getting ready to sprout or they've been run over by a car. Either way, they're still good for processing. What she watches for are acorns with holes in them. That means the larva of a California oak moth has eaten its way out of the nut.
They actually seem to get into the flower of the oak. A lot of people aren't aware that there's a flower, but people who have allergies know in the spring, When the oak trees are in pollen, a lot of people have trouble with that. It's blowing around. And at that time, if we have heavy rainstorms during that time, sometimes we won't have any acorns because too much of the pollen gets destroyed. But that oak flower develops into the acorn. And the worms, the moths, I think, actually lay the little eggs for the worms in that flower. So that when the acorn develops, the eggs are already there, and the moth tends to dig their way out. A lot of people have, if you've looked at acorns, you've seen the little holes. And it's not the worm going in, it's the worm coming out.
The oak moth isn't picky about the acorn variety, but Kathy is a little more particular. She likes the big acorns from the deciduous trees. Besides black oaks, there are valley oaks on her street, and they drop longer, skinnier acorns, although Kathy says they taste the same. I picked up a black oak acorn about an inch and a half long and bigger around than my thumb. The valley acorn I found is 2 inches long and about the circumference of my index finger. With her basket nearly full, we head back up to the house, where the kitchen is bright with the morning sun and laid out with the ingredients for acorn crackers, which is actually a recipe for oat crackers, but Kathy substitutes acorn meal for some of the oats.
Okay, we have the crackers in several stages here. I have some that I've actually rolled out the dough, but this is, you use 2 tablespoons of honey or molasses, 1/2 cup of oil, and I generally mix olive oil and vegetable oil, 1 cup of cold water, 2 cups of flour, 1 cup of old-fashioned oats, 1/2 cup of acorn meal, and then 2 tablespoons of any kind of seeds that you want. I usually use sunflower and sesame seeds. You could use millet, any kind of seeds that you like, and then 1 teaspoon of salt.
Before Kathy mixes her ingredients together, she grinds some acorns. She uses a food processor with a chopping blade to make the roasted acorns into acorn meal.
Okay, there we go. So these acorns have been roasted for a couple hours at a real low temperature just to kind of kill the worms, and then I shell them, put them in a pot, cover them with water, boil the water for about 15 minutes, and then let that sit overnight. In the morning, rinse until the water's clean, and then they're ready to be ground. Now, sometimes I will, another bowl here. Sometimes I will keep them for a while if I'm not ready to grind them right away. So these have been in the refrigerator. It's really important to keep them cold or frozen because they're very perishable. There's a lot of oil in the acorns, as I said. That was the thing that really kept the Native Americans warm in the wintertime. But it also means that they're very perishable, and they make the most interesting colors of mold. If kids want to raise colorful mold, it's very exciting. I'm going to grind this just a little bit more. Let's see. I like to have it the consistency of maybe coarse cornmeal, so you can still see the acorns. You can actually... I think that's good. You can actually grind this into a really fine flour. If you want to roast them after they're ground, you could get a drier flour, and I think that might keep for longer like a regular flour. But I still would... A lot of people keep their flours in the refrigerator, and I think that... It's still a good idea to keep them.
Kathy mixes the acorn meal with all the other ingredients and throws in some sunflower seeds and sesame seeds for crunchiness and some extra flavor. It makes a thick batter that she then kneads for 5 minutes.
So I've already done that to another batch of dough, and I have it rolled out here, and you can really see the nice dark color of the acorn meal. The longer it's exposed to the air, gets a really dark, sort of chocolatey look even. You can hear my rattly roller there. Yeah, I don't know how long I've had this roller. Most of my cooking things were inherited from previous generations, yeah. And we have a crystal in the window. You can see the little rainbow, right? The sun is really bright today.
Besides the sun beaming through the crystal, it shines through skylights in the kitchen's vaulted ceiling, lighting up a big blue bowl of red, yellow, and green apples on the counter, next to a basket of more apples and colorful winter squash. Hummingbirds come to a feeder just outside the kitchen window, with ruby throats glistening in the same sun that sends rainbows shooting across the acorn dough through the crystal. Kathy cuts the dough into rounds, moons, and oak leaf shapes, and even cuts up the dough in between for odd-shaped mini crackers.
There are these little sort of abstract shapes. Sometimes they look like people. I just kind of have fun with it. I'm a very visual person, and I've been an art therapist for a long time, so I'm always interested in fun shapes and things that make visual experience a little more interesting. Some people think, and some people in Atascadero think, that processing acorns is all that I do. I don't know that I've ever gotten paid much money for processing acorns. But
Kathy Asdell works part-time as a private marriage and family counselor. She says she has less time to bake these days, but is always very happy when she can.
Because you have that sense of accomplishment that you've started, especially with the acorns, that you've started from the ground up, that you really... watch them grow and see them fall, collect them, and go through the whole process. And when you're done, you're actually able to eat something that you've had a part in the whole process. And I always think that's a healthy thing. And all right, so now these are ready to go into the oven. And they just cook at 350 degrees. For about 15 to 20 minutes, I pretty much go by when they're done. So when they're kind of a golden brown, then they're done. And just pull them out and let them cool, and you can use them for whatever you want to use them for. The only problem we've ever had with those crackers is that people eat them too fast.
Well, I can tell you I had been eyeing the acorn crackers and cookies on the counter all morning, waiting to gobble some up.
I'm going to try one of these abstract ones.
All right.
It kind of looks like a goblin or a gremlin.
Use your imagination.
Flying through the air.
Or a hopping bunny ear.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
One of those long-eared ones.
Mmm. Mmm.
Definitely crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy's acorn crackers are hearty and very slightly sweet with a nutty earthiness to them. It takes just a few of these for the stomach to feel satisfied, but the taste buds want more. Kathy's other specialty is an acorn oatmeal cookie.
This is the recipe right from the box of oatmeal, old-fashioned oatmeal. And it has just the acorns added in. And it gives it that dark, rich flavor. And, of course, I added the optional chocolate chips because I like that.
Pretty good, huh? Mm-hmm.
That's another thing that's hard to keep around. They disappear really fast.
Kathy says sharing her acorn goodies is one of the most important aspects of the process to her, and putting a part of herself into that gift she shares.
And it's sort of like if we use everything sort of prepackaged and made by somebody else, why, you know, of what value are we? You know, I think we begin to wonder how important we are in the process of life. So that's, you know, it's just sort of coming to mind doing this kind of work, you know, and the processing of the acorns always kind of brings me back to that. I guess I'm glad that it comes every fall, because that kind of brings me back to that. I need that reminder, too, that we are connected to the earth and we need to use the things and love the things in our environment and make them a part of our lives. It's easy to get disconnected from that, staring at the computer screen or whatever we end up doing. So that every year the acorns drop, that's a reminder to me when I start walking on them and crunching over them in my car. It's time to get busy and start processing.
Kathy has made an information sheet she shares with people who are interested in using acorns for food. It includes the procedure for processing the acorns and recipes for the crackers and cookies and even some acorn muffins, bread, pancakes, and pound cake. You can call Kathy Asdell at 805-466-0464 or visit the KCBX website. Just go to kcbx.org and click on the acorn link. Issues and Ideas, I'm Marisa Waddell.